program for Tuesday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. Our theme this week and next week, First Things First. In the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 6:33, the Lord Jesus said, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." This is a great verse of Scripture. There's a sense in which every other first is actually involved in this verse of Scripture. Man is a dual personality. He's spiritual and he's physical. The spiritual has to do with the eternal, whereas the physical has to do with the temporal, the here and now. Man was made by God and for God, made in the very image and the likeness of God. This image of God involves the eternal. When man puts God first in his life, the overriding emphasis will be on the spiritual, and consequently, the eternal. When the physical dominates and the spiritual is neglected and disregarded, man's value system is geared to this world and the flesh. He becomes more and more like the beast of the field, no more than an animal. The first book of the Bible, the first chapter and the first verse of that chapter reads, "In the beginning, God," Genesis 1:1. God is before everything. He's first, and the first cause of every other cause. In reference to time, he was the beginning, and in reference to our lives, he is the beginning. Not only that, we read in Acts 17:28, "In him we live and we move and we have our being." Then how logical as well as scriptural to conclude that God should have the first place in everything involving our lives. The writer of the book of Ecclesiastes, having futilely tried almost everything under the sun, good and bad, the writer says here, from the vantage point of his experience and hard-earned wisdom, he says in Ecclesiastes 12:13, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." Yes, God made us for himself, and we're like a fish out of water until we're right with our Maker. He must have first place or no place in our lives. And when we put God first, he will put us first. And from the other side of the picture, if we leave him out, he will leave us out. Although the New Testament puts the emphasis upon the spiritual and the eternal, still Jesus here in Matthew 6:33 says, the needful material things will be added. To get an Old Testament background to this thought, consider the 37th Psalm, a Psalm of David, verses 3 through 5 in this Psalm. "Trust in the Lord, and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass." Then this man David, who is described as a man after God's own heart, further said in verses 23 through 25, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." Oh, that men would seek the things of God first, the giver of life. Then their lives would not be so empty and barren. The Lord Jesus taught in Matthew 6:25, "For whosoever will save his life and shall lose it, and whosoever will lose it or will lose his life for my sake shall find it." And Paul echoed this very truth when he said in 1 Timothy 4:8, "Godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come." Yes, the Lord Jesus said, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Thank you for listening today.